In more recent years, I think, as a people, as a globe, really, we've become much more sensitive to things organic. People want to buy organic produce. There's a desire to live healthy. And those with insight also realize that with the basic rhythms of the earth, that it requires a certain patience and attentiveness for this kind of growth, and that shortcuts, use of chemicals or whatever, eventually really results in more problems. You know, on this Father's Day, I think back to my own dad, and before any of this was part of our language even, I think my father had a sense of these things. Of course, he was raised in New York City, but he always seemed to have this realization that, well, food didn't come from a shelf in a supermarket, but it was generated by the goodness of the earth. And we needed to pay attention to those things that were natural. Anytime we would travel outside of the city to the country, he always would ask us to stop and pay attention to things. I've shared this in the past. I think he also was in touch with recycling before it was ever required. Of course, our fathers, our parents, plant things, sometimes unknowingly, into the minds and hearts of children. Think about that. And I do think that my dad was planting seeds of ecological respect, even though he wasn't aware of it, about the rhythms of life. It allowed us a great appreciation for God's gifts that are all around us, but sadly that are often neglected or pushed aside for expediency. The scriptures today allow us organic images from nature that speak of growth to remind us that God tends to what he starts, what he plants. Jesus teaches us about the kingdom of God and uses some of these images. It's one of his constant themes, the kingdom of God or the reign of God. But to cooperate with the Lord of creation takes a kind of patience and vigilance on our part. How do we plug into it? Our problem, I think, is that we often want instant results out of things, especially in a highly technological society. So going organic requires being in cooperation with natural cycles, seasons, all that God implants into the science of life. The gospel is reminding us that God is very active and present, even though we can't see how things are unfolding. And that's where we get impatient. So as you celebrate Father's Day, we can say that even in the art of parenting, with openness to God and God's help, we can do our part, but also trust that we're planting good seeds. Even if you're not a natural father, maybe you are a father figure to someone or a godparent. In life, God simply asks for our cooperation in the unfolding of things. It's the harmony, I think, of nature and nurture. How do we cooperate? How do we tend to things that we do have a degree of responsibility for? Parents nurture their children with love and protection, but also with discipline, so that they can learn what's good for them and also what's destructive, what harms. I think as Jesus referred to God as Abba, Father, the Jesus who came to us and desired for our own growth, I would say this is even important as a faith family, as a faith community. Sometimes people want things to happen much quicker than they can. It needs to be a process. People want to bring about change for the good. And there's nothing wrong with that, but sometimes we just need to enter into that process. Jesus, God's only Son, taught us and offered us a great gift by his dying and rising, a whole new way of living, until, as it says in Paul, we appear before the judgment seat of Christ. The difficult part, of course, again, is trusting that God is really there, leading us sometimes explicitly, sometimes very quietly. The scripture today said we walk by faith, not by sight. Easier said than done. Although we're rooted in Christ Jesus by our baptism, still many things often want to uproot us from this source of life. The kingdom of God is really about our well-being, our ultimate happiness and peace with the rhythms of this life, even as we await the final harvest. That's an image of when all comes to fulfillment, when we go beyond this life, this earth. We need to be rooted. We need to reject the quick fixes and the shortcuts because they only end up allowing us to be malnourished rather than nourished. Although seeds are planted and watered and cared for, and I know Ohio is a very kind of farming state. I learned that when I first came here many years ago. Still, the science of it all, the growing process, has a certain quietness, a certain mystery, if you would. And I think it's the same way with God's life in our midst. God's kingdom or God's reign is often found in places where we would least expect it to be happening. In many other places, Jesus talks about tending to the poor, the ostracized, those who are despised or hated. The kingdom of God could be found in the hearts of those who suffer. That's why Jesus' own suffering and death has such import for us, and also in the lives of those who are persecuted. Like with children and families, again, it's often difficult to see the mystery of God working. So I guess we have to stop and think today, can we trust enough? Can we believe enough that being rooted in Jesus, that we can tend to the life that he taught us and planted within us, and also empowered by the Spirit of God, that we can and are bringing forth the kingdom of God in this world, even in small ways, even though we may never see the results, because we walk by faith and as faithful disciples. Today, we should recall fatherhood, parenthood, glimpses of God working in our midst. I think about fathers cradling their newborn infants for the first time. And I also think about sons who weep or sob in burying their fathers. Dads often stand in harm's way in service of our country or in service and in protection of their own families. I think even at these moments, we touch the most frail human part of ourselves and we actually open ourselves to the wonder of God because we realize we can't do it all on our own. As children of God, and as children of our parents, and as we remember what our fathers did and said, we need to trust how the seeds that they've planted have actually grown in us. Have you ever said, oh my God, I've become my father's child, or I've become my mother, right? We all do that. It might be a lesson, too, for the rest of life, that in trusting God, our loving Father, the God who's provided for us and who's given us Jesus as our brother and who has taught us that the kingdom of God truly is all around us, a living, a breathing, a wondrous way of life, and how seeds that were sown nourish us, even the seeds at the foot of the cross. So, although God's kingdom often seems imperceptible, our call is to trust what God has started, what God has planted. Every simple act of kindness, every witness against injustice, all our efforts to uphold human life and dignity allow us to slowly cooperate with God, our Creator, and to bring the kingdom to greater flowering, growth, and fulfillment, first within us and then through us to the world. You know, as I take leave of this wondrous ministry and move to the big city, greatest city in the world. I pray for all of you, for all of us really, that we will continue to come to know the shade of the mighty cedar, as it says in the scripture, the small root or the small cutting that God has planted in each and every one of us, and that people would find comfort, power, and shade there.